Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's what you're listening to, the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm broadcasting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. And this is my annual pilgrimage to visit with some people that I admire very much, chamber executives. They gather together once a year in some city around the country. And we've been doing this now for a number of years. As you know, I've been broadcasting from the event. I've been a sponsor and an exhibitor. We like doing business with chambers of commerce. Of course, as you know, I've been a member of my own chamber and one of the leaders of my chamber since 1977. Many of you weren't born in all the way back in those days. I think Gary Tobin might have been born in 1977. I have met Gary. He's the CEO of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. That means he's a chamber professional, folks. That means he was hired by the business owners in the Los Angeles area to run the day-to-day operations of the Los Angeles Chamber, and he's our guest right now. Gary Tobin, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Gary, and it's good to see you yesterday. Now, you and I are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because this is where the conference is this year, the ACCE convention this year. But it's going to be in your city next year, so you're here to take notes this week, aren't you?
Well, we are certainly looking forward to hosting this group of community leaders from around the country next year. We're going to have a great time, and we're going to continue talking about how we build the economy and jobs in our communities.
Well, talk to us about that. You know, one of the things, that Gary, that my audience knows is how committed I am to chambers. I ask my audience all the time, if you're not a member of your chamber, I want to know why. But I want you to tell us in your words why you think chambers matter in marketplaces around the country.
Well, chambers matter because we bring business people together to talk about the important needs in the community and where the business community should place its resources. We also bring people together to get to know each other to create business opportunities. So many of our members tell us that they have met contacts at the meetings and at the gatherings that help them in their business, give them more business contacts, and share ideas on how they can run better businesses and make more money.
Well, and another thing that chambers do, and this is one of the little stealth benefits that a lot of people don't think about, Gary, but I do. I know about it because I've been a chamber member for so long. Chambers of Commerce have an ability to cut across the lines of conflict that often pop up between politicians in the marketplace, between education and the marketplace, to promote the arts, to promote sports. There's no other organization, there's no other entity in any local marketplace that can cut across all those boundaries and pull that many people together. What do you think?
Well, that is so right. We are working on so many different initiatives right now, from efforts to help the homeless to health efforts that create more cultural facilities in our community. And at the same time, we're battling government regulations that we think are bad for small businesses, and also pushing for the kind of financial help that we need to build the infrastructure and the transportation in our community. So a chamber does cut over all of those different areas, and we have such a broad diversity of memberships from the very smallest to the very largest in the community.
Now your chamber is very large. How many members you got?
Well, we have 1,600 members, and they employ 700,000 people.
Yeah. So how does a large chamber make sure that the small businesses are served in that chamber? Because I go to a lot of communities around the country. I work with big chambers. I work with tiny chambers, And it's an extra effort that big chambers, in my opinion, big chambers have to make sure they make an extra effort to stay close to their small business owners. What do you think?
Well, they certainly do, and we have a whole host of programs aimed specifically at small business owners, a small business council, a referral network, a series of seminars on how to operate your business better, networking events where small businesses get to know each other. We do make a special effort, and we know it is a challenge for small businesses to be involved because they're in their stores or their businesses for probably at least 6 days a week, and so they don't have very much time, and you have to make sure that every hour that you ask them to commit to the chamber is an hour that really pays them dividends.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's one of the problems I think that the chambers have. It's not that you don't have enough programs for small businesses. It's getting small businesses to invest the time and maybe a tiny little bit of money to attend some of these things. I mean, when I go to speak, you know, we have a lot of folks who come to hear me, but I know that there are a lot of members who say, you know what, I just can't afford the time. Well, you know, maybe you can't afford not to go out and learn something from somebody else, get some new ideas from someone else.
Well, that is the attitude that you have to take. And whether you're a large business or a small business, that's important.
What's happening in Los Angeles right now? How's the economy in Los Angeles?
Well, the economy in Los Angeles is getting better, but it's still struggling. We still have an unemployment rate in Los Angeles and the state of California that exceeds 12%.
Wow.
Which means that we have a lot of people who are out of work and a lot of people who are working less hours than they were 2.5-3 years ago when the recession started. So the biggest thing I hear from small businesses is twofold. First of all, they're always out there looking for new customers because some of their existing customers may have left or they may have reduced their business. And secondly, they're always out there looking for the financial resources that they need to just continue the day-to-day operations, the lines of credit and the financing they need to add technology to their business.
How is the credit situation in your part of the world?
Well, we have a lot of banks that really do want to lend. The challenge for the banks right now is actually the credit standards have gotten higher and higher. And, of course, the federal regulations that were just passed
we'll come back and talk some more to Gary Tobin, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our heroes, the CEO of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And don't forget to take our poll question. This week it's on which political party or movement do you think has the best ideas for dealing with the economic condition that we have and recovery. So check it out. When you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's shaping up so far, how you can compare your response to the others. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Broadcasting live, folks, this today and yesterday from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, the ACCE convention is this year. And as you know, I do this every year. We come here to wherever the ACCE is gathering. We go there. And right now we're visiting with Gary Tobin, who is the president, the executive of the Chamber of Commerce of Los Angeles, where this event's going to be next year. Gary, I want you to give us your website, please.
It's www.lachamber.com.
LAChamber.com. Check that out. And Gary, talk to us about what happens at a convention like this.
Well, there are people here from across the United States, some from Canada, quite a few this year from Europe and the Middle East. And chamber execs at this meeting share with each other what is happening in their community. They ask questions of each other, pass along good ideas. We have speakers from across the world that are presenting about various topics, from how you communicate with your members, how you help them save money, how you address the green economy in your community, how you attract additional jobs and economic development. It's a broad array of subjects.
Well, there are lots and lots of breakout sessions. There's a lot of, as you say, speakers at the plenary sessions. And was it last night they had an awards banquet? I think you guys had an awards banquet, and where you recognized. It's a group of peers getting together to get smarter, either between each other by sharing ideas and best practices, or by attending events where you can learn from other experts. And, you know, Gary, one of the things that I encourage small business owners to do, two things. Number one, you got to join your chamber. You need to become a member of your local chamber. And number two, do what you do, which is become part of your industry's trade group.
Yes, that's exactly right. I have been going to this meeting now for 35 years.
Wow.
And it revitalizes me and pumps me up every time that I go, because I see new things that are happening and ideas that are being shared. I also talk to exhibitors like you, Jim, and the other exhibitors who have new products and services that people are offering to chambers and to their members across the country.
Exactly. And folks, you can do this. You can accomplish the kind of things that Gary just told you about. And that obviously, if it weren't beneficial, he wouldn't have gone to 35 straight of these. You can do the same thing in your own industry. People, you know, Gary, I've had small business owners to take my advice and come back from a trade group, a conference, even if it was just a state or a regional one, not even a national one. And they come back and they say, man, I can't believe that I haven't been going to these things. I got so many great ideas. You got to get your head out of your own four walls, don't you?
Well, you certainly do, and it's difficult, especially when the economy is challenging, and you're putting all your efforts for this immediate future into survival. But at these meetings, you start talking about thriving again.
Right. Well, exactly. And folks, that's the reason I say start at a local level, start at a state level. You don't have to go too far to go to those groups. Gary, before we wrap up, I want you to tell us what the biggest public policy issue that you're facing right now from a federal standpoint, from the federal government. What is the biggest advocacy issue you're working on for your members right now?
Well, the biggest issue for our members now is that they really do not know how the new Health Care Reform Act is going to impact them. Because all the regulations aren't out, many of the things won't take place, aren't required until 2014, but they're not sure how it's going to affect them, and there's some concern that it may cost them more money. So they're trying to gather as much information as they can about the health care reform and how they can best utilize it to help them in their business, or at least not cost
right.
them anymore.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why businesses in general are not investing and focusing on the future and investing on the future? They're kind of holding back. What do you think?
Well, health care, the cost of health care has been a challenge for particularly small businesses, but all businesses now for the last 20 years, as we've gone up almost 10% a year in the cost of health insurance. And small businesses want to provide health insurance for their employees, but sometimes it's a matter that they just don't have the money to do it.
Yep.
So it's one of those costs. Actually, it ranks ahead of taxes for many small businesses, because it's just something they can't control.
And we have to kill this 1099 provision too, don't we?
Well, that is going to be ominous for probably all businesses who will be required now to do that additional accounting.
For every vendor, every person you work with, folks, as we've talked about in the past. Gary Tobin, thanks for being here. I'm looking forward to being in Los Angeles when this convention is with you in your area next year.
Well, we look forward to having you, Jim.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Tobin, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.